Welcome to the Myrtle Potter podcast series, Taking the Hassles Out of Healthcare. Today's topic is taking the hassles out of health insurance. Now, here is your trusted voice in healthcare, Myrtle Potter, with interviewer Lisa Nee.
Hey there, Myrtle. Good to be with you today. How are you doing?
I'm great, Lisa. How are you doing?
I'm doing fabulous, and I'm particularly excited because we've got a lot of activity today from our friends and on the website because it is that time of year. It is open enrollment for health insurance.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of emails are coming on, and I know you've got prescriptions that you can share with us. So what's prescription one for taking the hassles out of health insurance?
First, I always ask everyone to find the benefits that really fit your particular situation. Now, you mentioned, Lisa, that this is open enrollment time, which usually runs between October the 1st and December 31st, but it's really important for everyone to check with their insurance company because you don't want to miss these dates, and the earlier you enroll, the better. It's really a great time for everybody to reevaluate what you and your family are going to need for coverage. Even if you're completely happy with your coverage, you should still review your plan. Think about it. You might be thinking about elective surgery, which might cause you to choose something different. You might be having a baby on the way, which might mean you have different needs. So as you think about this, I want to give you a great source for helping you to decide which benefits are the right ones for you. And it's a website, and it's called www.insureyouonline.org. Now, that's spelled I-N-S-U-R-E-U, the letter U, online.org. They have a great tool there where you can click on, find your life situation, and bingo, you'll start getting recommendations.
Wow, that sounds like a great tool because I have to say a lot of times I do this blind, so that's going to be a great asset. So once we've decided we've got those benefits that fit, what's the next step?
Well, the next prescription is that you really have to be the master of your own plan, and you can really do this, but the way to do this is you really want to read your policy line by line, and I'm going to tell you why. Number one, people find surprises every time they pick up these policies, and they generally are surprises in the forms of coverage that they didn't even realize that they had. So this can include preventive care like annual exams, breast exams, mammograms, dental checkups, etc. You need to know your plan because the last thing you want to do is schedule yourself for an expensive procedure that your doctor's ordered for you, only to find out that, yes, in fact, it was covered and you didn't have to pay with cash, or worse yet, it was covered but you needed to have it pre-authorized before you proceeded. So know all the ins and outs of your plan. And then lastly, know the ins and outs of your network doctors and the consequences of not staying within your network. You know, your network is a group of doctors that your insurance company says you can go see. There can sometimes be great penalties in the form of you having to pay more if you go outside of your network. So I'm not saying don't go outside the network. I am saying understand if it's going to cost you more if you do.
Right, because there are some doctors that we just, it's worth it, or we can decide to make another choice. Okay, so I want to share with you this whopper of a statistic with our friends and listeners, Myrtle. I know, hold on to your hats for this one. The American Medical Association has reported that one out of every five insurance claims is botched, which represents 20% of claims filed, and the AMA has also calculated that these mistakes are costing Americans $17 billion a year. That's B with a billion. So what's a consumer going to do about this?
God, Lisa, you know, the insurance paperwork, don't we hate it? I hate doing insurance paperwork. I simply can't stand it. But you have to do it because if you don't do it, you don't get your money back. You're out. You sometimes will go for a long period of time without getting paid. So we've got to do the paperwork, but the paperwork has got to be done right. there are a lot of botched claims, and the number one reason that a claim is rejected or denied is because of simple errors in filling out the form. Things like incorrect policy numbers, things like the wrong or a missing patient birth date. So for the listeners, we really need to double check to make sure that your health provider, that your insurance company has all the correct information for the policyholder and the patient if they're not the same person, okay? So the policyholder is the person whose name the insurance sits under. The patient is the person getting the care. Make sure that both sets of that information is absolutely right, because not only will you get your money back faster, you reduce the likelihood that your claim will be denied.
It sounds great. And, you know, I got to tell you, my legibility on some of these forms has not been great. And I've heard that could be a reason something gets shot back to you, too.
You're so right. Sometimes, you know, we suffer through it, right? We know, at least I know my physician, God help me sometimes if I have to read his handwriting. The same counts for us. If they can't read what you've written down because it's illegible or it's sloppy, then you know what happens to that? It just ends up in some pile or ends up being rejected because I can't do anything with it. So being legible is equally as important.
Yeah, and so actually easy to do if you put your mind to it. But Myrtle, even if we do everything correctly, because I've had this happen and I've gotten emails on your website that we've seen from people emailing you that say, I've done everything perfectly and my claim is still denied and I just want to throw up my hands and give up. Should I?
Well, no, you should. You absolutely shouldn't give up. Denial is not a done deal. And let me begin by saying that, you know, if one in five claims is botched, so if your claim is denied because of that, you have a very good chance of getting a favorable outcome just by cleaning up your paperwork. So that's really easy to do. But you can also do a few other things. Let's first of all start by making sure that you've got your documentation in order regarding what you've submitted to the insurance company. Because then when you get a customer service person on the line and they're asking you questions, you're not fiddling around having to run up and down stairs or running into another room to get the information you need. So start out by getting everything in one spot before you even pick up the phone. Then call your plan's customer service line. Oftentimes, mistakes or denials can be cleared up right at this level because there was either a piece of information that was missing or perhaps there was a date that was wrong, etc. But be sure to take notes on these conversations, including who you're talking to on the phone. Actually ask them, oh, can you give me your name? Making sure you've noted the date and time of the call. And you also want to make a note on what you discussed and what direction that they gave you. Now, here's what's really important to know about this process. If when you're speaking to that customer service representative, if what they say to you isn't resulting in an outcome that you think is right and you think is fair, you always have the right to escalate your concern to another level. Either it's a supervisor, perhaps it's a supervisor, or perhaps it's a group that really does manage only these claims that where the patient still believes that they have a claim that's not being satisfied. And in fact, they may even ask you to put in writing exactly what your complaint is to escalate the appeal. So you have lots of steps for recourse that you can take. And it may be that you have to go after this four or five times. But every insurance company has a very clear process for this to happen. So you should not be stuck in a situation where no one's being responsive to you. Let me also tell you one other thing. The time to appeal a claim is immediately after it's been denied. It is really difficult to get insurance companies to work with you if you're coming to them 18, 12 months after the fact. Oftentimes they have limitations, time limitations, for when they will respond to you. So being timely and keeping the process moving and staying on top of the pieces you're supposed to take care of, vitally important. I'm a little long-winded, Lisa, but this one is a little complicated, and I want to make sure everybody knows exactly how to go about it. So let me go through this one more time. If your appeal is denied, most insurance companies will allow you to appeal again. If it's denied again, you still have options. You still have rights under the Affordable Care Act, and in fact, most states have consumer assistance programs that you can use by simply going to this website. I'm going to give it to you, so write it down. It's www.healthcare.gov/law/provisions/CAP. That's C-A-P. Great resource for consumer assistance with appeals claims.
Of course, Myrtle, we always have all of these great links on your website as well at myrtlepotter.com, and we'll give out that information at the end of the podcast. And Myrtle, we know because you've had visitors to your website for a long time now, and our listeners coming in. They're busy. They're a lot. Most of us, very busy women, juggling kids, older parents, their own health care. And, you know, no matter how hard we try, this can still be really overwhelming. Any thoughts on that?
Boy, I really get it, Lisa. You know, I've got my kids. I've got aging parents. I've got my own health matters I continue to manage, which is no surprise when you're 54 years old. But that's why prescription number 5 is to hire a service to help you if you feel like you're overwhelmed. If you feel like you're getting frustrated and that keeping track of all your health care duties and your insurance duties are getting the best of you, you're really not alone. I know of this wonderful service that you can tap into that's called Off Your Desk. This service will help you manage your health insurance transactions. They will take all of your bills, all of your receipts, all your claims. All you have to do, pull them together, drop them in an envelope. You ship your envelope off to these wonderful people, and they will go through your insurance, submit your claims for you, deal with the appeals process if you have an appeal going on, and they will simply, as their business says, take this off your desk. Now, I want to tell you how to reach them because they're wonderful people. I know them. They are at www.offyourdesk.net. www.offyourdesk.net. They're fabulous. So take advantage of them. And I'll also tell you this. They're very reasonably priced. It was one of the biggest surprises I got. They are very reasonably priced. So check them out.
Yeah, especially when you think about you're already paying for your health insurance and that money is yours. It really is due back to you. So if they can get that back to you, it sounds like it's very worthwhile and a great tool. And so much good information, Myrtle, in these 5 prescriptions to help us take the hassles out of our health insurance. The first one I remember you saying is find benefits that fit, and you gave us some good resources for that. And then number 2, really become the master of your plan. And yes, we can read our insurance plan, and it won't kill us. In fact, it might make us a lot better. Perfect your paperwork, because a lot of claims are denied just because of simple little errors on our parts. And if you do get a denial, it's not a done deal. That was prescription 4. And I love this one, prescription number 5. If it's just got the best of you, it might be really worth it to hire a service to help you with your claims. How'd I do?
Got it, Lisa. That's absolutely perfect. And I hope the listeners find some of this advice really, really helpful. And no matter what, we want to hear from them. So let us know whether or not you found this information to be useful to your needs right now.
Wow, Myrtle, it really puts this all in perspective when you can boil it down to those five prescriptions you don't find in your doctor's bag. And I also know that if you have a friend or a loved one that is feeling hassled by their health insurance, that that Myrtle's got a great website. It's just a click away. If you go to www.myrtlepotter.com, there'll be lots of stuff there. And we do want to hear from you. Myrtle, what's some of the other stuff they're going to find on your website if they visit?
So we've got lots of other useful tools and information that will help the listeners navigate the healthcare system and help them be smarter patients and smarter caregivers. So we've got helpful videos, we've got links, we've got free ebooks that can be downloaded. But most importantly, we want to hear from everybody. We want to know how you're doing. We want to know what we can help you with. So keep in touch with me on the website. Look for me on Facebook. On Facebook, look for Myrtle Potter, your trusted voice in healthcare. If that's too long, just put in trusted voice in healthcare. You can also follow me on Twitter, Myrtle Potter. And Lisa, I'm so excited. I just got a Pinterest board. I just love Pinterest. We've got tons of exciting and fun information that people can go on my Pinterest board and click on, pin it, and share with all the their family and friends. So I want to be your trusted guide as you navigate the healthcare system. So I wish everybody good luck, and I look forward to talking to you again soon, Lisa.
Oh, have a great day, Myrtle. I love it. Love it. Lots of good information.
Thank you, Lisa, and thank you to all my friends and listeners. Best wishes for the best health.
Thank you for listening to the Myrtle Potter podcast series, Taking the Hassles Out of Healthcare. For more information about navigating the healthcare system, please visit www.myrtlepotter.com.